Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to get started. Today is Valentine's Day, right? You know, this is one of my favorite days because it's all about love. And, you know, when I think about love and I think about music, you know, I got to play my man, Kim. Yes, yes, yes. What are we going to play for him today? Let's see.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know? Life is about connecting. Making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
You look at me.
girl, that's heaven. And you, babe, oh, girl, it's so meant to be. There's no pain, no fear, only you and I.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim. Heaven. He said heaven is inside of us. He said he searched his lifetime trying to find heaven, only to find that heaven is inside. Heaven is inside. I love it, love it, love it. Isn't it interesting how we look outside ourselves for all the things and how beautiful God is? Because God said, look, I'm going to put everything inside of you. You ain't going to even have to look nowhere else. But guess what? We spend a lifetime looking for love and everything outside ourselves. But that's the word for today, baby. Everything is inside of you. That's Kim. Right here on the love journey. We're going to get ready and turn within. Inviting the presence of God within into this right now moment. And so as we become still, I want you to recognize that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. And on this line, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. So right now, I want you to move from your head and go right to your heart. And I want you to say, thank you, God. Thank you for love, God. Thank you for loving me, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we begin by being very cognizant of the breath, I want you to take in the breath, because sometimes we forget to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. There's power in the breath. So right now, I just want you to turn within. Take in a deep breath. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. And then release. And remember that the heart has wisdom. So right now, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family, breathe. And then release. I want you to breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe and release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. And when he says, let's just breathe in gratitude. In gratitude. Knowing that you are so grateful. So grateful. Thank you, God.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, I am. So grateful, grateful, grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. In a slow, complete exhale, grateful I am. And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. Bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers, and give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room as you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Breathe it on out.
Life is a movie, may
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, and that was Daniel Caesar. He said, if you love me, won't you say something? And if life was a movie, then you were the best part. Wow. Well, welcome to another episode. Today is Valentine's Day, and I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. Oh, I love love. I love love. I love love. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, family, well, we're going to talk about love today. You know, so many times we were listening, when I was listening to Kim, I thought about all the time I searched and searched for things outside myself only to find that love, success, money, everything comes from within. Let me say that again. Somebody ain't heard that. They did not hear that. Don't chase money. Don't chase success. Don't chase love. Become love, success, and all the things you desire. Something happens powerful when you begin to recognize that you are all you need. You see, you are the answer to you. You are the answer to every situation that's going on. Let me tell you what's so beautiful about how you were created. When God created you, do you know? When heaven said, let me design you and send you to, God also knew everything you were going to go through. And God said, well, I know she's going to go through this. I know he's going to have this situation happen. So I'm going to put inside them the solution to every situation that will ever arise. Let me say that again, because I know that's a hard concept, especially when you are trying to heal that particular situation, whether it's a physical malady in the body, whether it is money, whatever. You like, people think they got to step up their hustle, get 2 and 3 jobs. Mm-mm. When I go through a money process, you know what I do? My husband be like, yeah, no, no, he fussing. Why are you? Mm-mm. I get still. And you know, my first thing I say is, God is the source. And I get still and I ask God for direction. Because if God is the author and the finisher of all things, if God is the creator of all things, then why am I searching, chasing for something that's already inside of me? God, for direction. There's been time when I absolutely didn't have to do anything. The phone rang. I remember I really wanted to go see Michelle Obama when she came to Chicago. I was in and out of town, and I never got my tickets. They sold out the tickets. And I was thinking, wow, I really want to go to that. And something inside of me said, you're going to go. So the day of, I was doing my meditation. I was getting ready to do my meditation. Spirit said, call this girl named Tammy. I said, okay, yeah, but if I start talking to Tammy, I ain't going to get through my meditation, then the phone's going to ring, and then I'm going to be on the phone after phone. I said, I'm going to call her. Then Spirit just wouldn't, I just kept being in this unrest that I should call her before I do my meditation. So I just went on and called her. I said, hey, Tammy. She said, girl, do you know I was just getting ready to call you? She said, you was just in my mind. She said, I got an extra front row ticket with the book, and you get to go backstage with Michelle Obama. Now, you know, I was like, look at you, God. Look at God. I just tell you, I remember one time I wanted to see, when John Johnson, who owned Ebony Magazine, I remember looking at the news, and I remember going to sleep saying, wow, I really would like to go to his funeral. But, you know, it's going to be too crowded, can't get in, all that stuff, right? So they had the funeral for, you know, the dignitaries and stuff, right, at the University of Chicago. My girlfriend, who was an alderman of 20 years, called and said, you want to go to John Johnson's funeral with me? She called me that next morning when I woke up. And I had said that before I went to sleep. I said, I really like to go to John Johnson's funeral. When we walked in, now the dignitaries have to go one direction and the other people go in another direction. But they sent me in the same direction with the dignitaries. And guess, I was sitting next to President Clinton. And you know who was sitting in front of me? The boxer, promoter, Don King, was sitting right in front of me. Minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was sitting like three seats to my right. I was sitting in the middle of the people who was celebrities and dignitaries. Not only did I get a chance to go to his funeral, but I got an opportunity to sit in the energy of the most amazing people on some of the most amazing people on the planet. And it was a beautiful celebration of John Johnson's life. And I got to learn things about him I didn't know. Lerone Bennett spoke. Oh, and I didn't even know how dynamic Lerone Bennett was as a speaker. Oh, man. It was just an awesome celebration. But the point I'm saying is everything we ever need, want, and desire is right within us. And because today is Valentine's Day, I wanted to talk about love. Love. Particularly love within a relationship. Because I see so many people desire to be loved. And relationships seem to be the place where people, I say, maybe find the most deep spiritual lessons. We find our deep spiritual lessons in our romantic relationships. I see people crave relationships. I've seen people have it and lose it. I see people get stuck in relationships. I've seen people have rough breakups and even are timid about getting into another relationship. But you know, there's a spiritual lesson in every romantic relationship. Even if you're single, you can learn the lesson from your previous relationship. If you're in a relationship, you can learn the lesson and go deeper. But our relationships are a reflection of us. Let me say that again. Relationships are deep. Really. Mirror than ourselves. Now, let me say this to you. I know there's a lot of times that's hard to really have a concept of that because we just don't want to believe that. I mean, even when we say it, and even as spiritual beings or metaphysicians or however we see ourselves, and we talk this new thought stuff, guess what? We don't want to believe it. Not when it comes to ourselves. Because guess what? Most of us think
there's no way he can be a reflection of me. And guess what? I was one of those people. I was like, there's no way this dude right here is reflecting me. Mm-mm. No way. And it was a long time. It took a long time for me to truly understand that he was a reflection of me. What you mean? I ain't getting it. I remember when I wrote an article, and you know, I write an article in this particular magazine, and she asked me to write, it was Father's Day, and she asked me to write about a father. Because she said she couldn't get no articles about fathers. No women had. No real. None of the women who write, they didn't have no real good experiences with men or their fathers. She couldn't find nobody to write. And so, you know, everybody knew I didn't have no father in my life. And I remember writing. So I decided to write to my own masculine energy. Because I remember when I was called to heal my own masculine energy. And I couldn't understand because I thought, ooh, I have a good relationship with men. I'm not one of those women who you don't hear me say men ain't this. And you don't really hear me say men ain't that. So I figured, oh, I got a good, but I still had stuff that I perpetuated in my energy that still needed to be healed. And I remember standing at the end of the sunrise service one year, and at the end of the sunrise service, I heard God say, heal the masculine energy. I'm like, heal the masculine energy. So I'm thinking, you know, it was the year we saw a lot of black men get killed by police officers. A lot of things was going on in the media. So I'm thinking, okay. But as the year went by, I realized by the time I got to the sunrise service, I realized that God wasn't calling me to heal the masculine energy in the planet. God was asking me to heal the masculine energy in my own planet, within myself. And I said, heal the masculine energy within myself, but it took my teeth breaking. Now, check this out. My front tooth, I was eating some pistachio. I was eating some pistachios. I don't know, my front tooth cracked. So I go get it fixed, devastated, because I couldn't believe my front tooth had cracked. Guess what? It cracked again. I had to go get it fixed. But this time, the third time it cracked a week before the sunrise service, and I couldn't get it fixed before the sunrise service. So I'm really devastated. I'm deeply looking into the message behind. What is going on? And what does this mean? Kept looking at Louise Hay, but it kept saying about decision making. But this time, in the middle of the night, I decided to just Google, keep Googling until I find something different, because it has to be more than just decision-making. I found a comedic chart, and the top teeth represent the male energy, and the bottom teeth represent the feminine energy. And the two front teeth and the two teeth beside each of your front teeth represent how you interact with your father. What? So this got something to do with my masculine energy? When God has been calling me to heal the masculine energy? And I had to say to myself, what does this mean? I ain't had no father. I said, okay, God. There wasn't no man present in my life to really be a father Brenton has been the only real male that's been in my life for a long time. So I began to search deeper and deeper into the meaning of the Father energy. Profusely prayed about the message because my tooth broke and sitting in that silence. And when I saw the representation of the sun energy, the male energy at the top, and it symbolizes the Father energy and how you navigate through life with the masculine energy, I finally got it. I was being called to heal my own masculine energy. I was being called to heal my own inner lover. And I had to ask the universe, why did it not speak louder so I could hear it and not have to break my teeth to get the answer? But now that I have the answer, I'm a little perplexed by what to do. I never had a father in my life, not to mention any symbol of someone who thought of me as a daughter from a male perspective, especially since I was conceived from rape. So the tools I would normally use did not feel right. I tried to write to the idea of a father. However, I was numb and nothing came to write. But the confirmation that I needed to heal my masculine energy was back early in the summer when I was sitting in the radio station WV103 with Herb Kent. Herb Kent was getting older, family. And he would have these episodes when he would tell me how I looked and reminding him of his mother. He proceeds to tell me I was his daughter, and he would introduce me to people as his daughter. One day we walked upstairs to talk to an engineer about something he wanted done. We walked in and he introduced me to the engineer as his daughter. And all of a sudden these feelings of tears tried to well up in my eyes. I'm puzzled by what's going on inside me because all these years of living, I've never had a man and say, this is my daughter. So I hid my tears. I kept doing my work. And when I got home, I started to sit in front of my altar asking Holy Spirit, what steps to take to heal my inner masculine? And when I heard Spirit say, the men in your life are a reflection of your inner male. Come on, family. Write that down in your journal. The men in your life are a reflection of your inner male. Somehow, even though I knew that, it felt like an aha moment. You see, I remember my grandmother used to say, men are our mirrors, and they reflect a part of who and what we are. They were marinated in our wounds, she said. And she used to always say, creators create themselves. And so I had to sit with that. Men are our mirrors, and they reflect a part of who and what we are. They were marinated in our wounds. Creators create themselves. And so what I thought about is I found in my own life, there's no way that I can create what I long to create in my life, love, or business without healing the fracture between my own inner masculine and my own inner feminine. So I began to journal. And I asked myself in the journal to heal my own divine masculine energy. Here's some journal questions I ask myself in my journey to healing my own divine masculine energy. It doesn't matter if you're married, and it doesn't matter if you're single. See, I had been with Brent for 32 years, and I still needed to heal my own inner masculine because Brenton was a reflection of my own inner masculine. And I had to write down who and what were my masculine role models that best exemplified the masculine to me. Now, if you're a male and you want to do your inner feminine, you can, or you can do your inner masculine. It's up to you. Because, yes, as a man, each man that you meet, your sons, your fathers, your friends, are all examples of your own inner masculine. But as a man, every woman you meet is an example of your own inner feminine presence. So I had to ask myself, role models, that best exemplify the masculine to me? In what ways does my inner masculine run my life? What are the effects of this? Where do I see him most active and in control? Now, this was the real one right here. Where and with whom do I feel challenged in speaking my truth and creating firm yet flexible boundaries? In order for me to become whole, a powerful woman, I had to heal my own inner divine masculine. Own divine masculine. Because love is found inside of me, no matter how I search and search. To find love. And I had to realize that there's a spiritual lesson in every relationship. You know, love and passion in a relationship make our lives come alive. A fulfilling relationship makes your life worth living. It takes you deeper. It heals you. It brings your heart out. But one of the most profound things about being in a relationship, it helps us to grow. Relationships help us to grow. Sometimes I know, listening to some of my friends and some of my clients, feel like you never attract love. You don't know how to sustain it. But I want you to know, if you just get still and do your work, you don't have to be perfect. I'm not saying, oh, you got to be perfect before you find a relationship. That's not what I'm saying. But just do your work and do you and your relationship will you and attract. But I want you to know there's a spiritual message in your romantic relationship. People have an idea that you're going to get in these relationships and they're going to be all hunky and dory and there's going to be no processes. Relationship come to teach you lessons. Yeah, that first 3 to 6 months you fall in love, you don't really fall in love. What you fall in is what they call chemical soup. You fall into dopamine, oxytocin, epinephrine, serotonin, all these neurochemicals and all the peptides and all the different hormones of the body that just kind of flood together in this chemical soup, and then you feel sort of magical, mystical, and this incredible feeling. That's because the divine want to give you an experience of what it feels like to having a divine enlightenment or the experience of God consciousness. And then once you feel it, now it's time to work to get there. You got work to do. You got work to do. Yes. Now you know what it looks like to feel in the God consciousness. Now you know what it looks like to be in divine enlightenment. But now we got work to do. We all have these childhood wounds, ancestral wounds, and we tend to draw people to us energetically who says, I come to help you. Grow. I come to help you and grow. But sometimes growing hurts. I come to help you see yourself a little bit more. You see, I'm your mirror. But it don't always feel good. You see, there's a spiritual, divine reason why people come into our experience. There's pieces of you that needs to be seen and has the opportunity to grow and release stuff. So you can make them wrong, you can argue, you can try to change them, but that's never going to work. You can really start to take responsibility for your side of the relationship right now. What's my spiritual lesson in this situation right now? What is the divine trying to get my attention? What is the divine trying to express through me in this right now moment? Thing a lot of times that attracts us to someone is the very thing that will piss us off. It can even be the reason why we break up. And then we go find somebody else, and guess what? They're the same people dressed up in new clothes. You can leave this relationship and go on to another relationship, but the thing is, you're just going to keep having that sort of chemical soup in love over and over and over and over and over again. Then the veil drops. You date the same person in different shoes. And so you're in a relationship now and you feel stuck. Use this as an opportunity to learn the spiritual lesson. I told Brenton yesterday, if I had to learn these lessons that I had to learn all over again, I wouldn't want to learn them with anybody else but him. I remember when I wrote that article, I said I dedicate this article to one incredible man in my life. And I thank the universe for all the lessons and all the blessings from our 32 years of sharing together. You see, I'm grateful that I got to see myself through the heart of Brenton. I appreciate him so much, but not to mention the phenomenal father that he is to our children. And so I thank God for the opportunity to see myself through Brenton. So when you look at where you are, whether you're single or in a relationship, what is it that the divine is trying to express to you right now? How am I being asked opportunity to grow here in deeper and deeper ways? That's what I want you to write in your journal. If you're single, how am I being asked and offered the opportunity to grow right now in deeper and deeper ways? If I'm in a relationship and there's some challenges that I would like to see differently, how am I being asked and offered the opportunity to grow in deeper and deeper ways? Because there's no deeper intimate mirror than the mirror of relationship, a romantic intimate relationship. Think about how can you grow through the things that trigger you? Because there's no bigger trigger than the trigger of your love relationship. Arguments, disagreements in any relationships are inevitable. Communication breakdown happens. The test of a real relationship based on love comes when lines of communication, I want you to hear this, get crossed. We can tell a lot about ourselves when we get triggered in the communication with our relationship. Ooh, I read the other day, I got triggered in my relationship with Brent. But I have to say that there's this unspoken agreement that I have to say that we've been committed to not running from our emotions, not running to substances to cover them up. Instead, we have this fearlessness to express them to each other. Having a safe space to say what we need to say is a blessing. You know, it's times when we have to express our darkness. And sometimes we have to express our light without running. So many times we run, we run, we run. You know, as soon as something happens, we're ready to run. Some of us want to run to substance and other people and find solace in somebody else's arm, misusing the energy of other people because you're really in love with the other person, but now you're trying to find solace in somewhere else. Like Jay-Z was talking about when he fell in love so deeply with Beyonce that it scared him, that there was times when he was so afraid that he ran into other women's arms trying to find this peace that he could never find because it was an abyss. It was never a place to be filled because the feeling had to come from inside. So he had to run to the pain and heal the pain so that he can keep his relationship with Beyonce. Important that we learn to express ourselves without distracting ourselves with substances or other people. It's time to take a giant leap toward love. And if we hold a space for our partners to express themselves without the fear of abandonment, without the fear of rejection. And I'm sorry to say this, women, but we have a big, big, big energy sucker. Because what we do is we won't give our men the opportunity. We'll hold the space to allow them to say what they need to say without them feeling a fear of abandonment. We're not holding the space to allow them to be authentic with us. So today, hold space for you and love you today. What feelings that you can express that you need to express? And if you have a partner, allow your partner the space to say and feel what they need to say. What space can you hold for your loved ones to express their feelings without the fear of abandonment, without you judging their feelings, but allowing them to say what they need to say without interruption? What love expression will you allow your partner to have? Triggers can move us into places that sometimes make us want to run away. So I want you to today to just loveify your relationship. Y'all know I love that word. You know I'm just loveify. It might not even be a word, but y'all know I made that word up. Loveify. Loveify, family. And what, you know what I love about loveify? When we loveify our relationship. And even if that loveify means to just love you, if you're only in a relationship with yourself, that's okay. Because when we loveify, it's the most wonderful thing. It makes your heart feel bigger than your body. You feel like a happy billionaire. Light beams pour out your eyes. See, to loveify your relationship is the highest blessing. So after we ask those questions and we hold the space, then we want to just loveify. And if you want to loveify your partner or loveify yourself today, say to yourself, I dedicate my relationship with myself, with Brenton, or whoever you want to say to love. And say this again till you really feel it. I dedicate my relationship to Janine to love. I dedicate my relationship with Janine to love. And say this again until you really feel it. And to loveify someone is to appoint love as the guardian angel of that relationship. To loveify someone is to appoint love as the guardian angel of that relationship. And since today is Valentine's Day, make love the big thing today. To loveify a relationship is to identify love as the real purpose of being together. Love is our holy work. It's bigger than everything, bigger than every distraction, bigger than how busy you are, bigger than any fight, bigger than the past, bigger than any fear. In the sight of love, fear isn't even greater as a single hair, said Rumi. In the sight of love, fear isn't even as great as a single hair, said Rumi. See, an eclipse of the sun is just a trick of perception. After all, loveify your day by making love the most important thing today. Now, this is my favorite part of Love of Five. I know I be making up stuff. Love soak, Love of Five. Ask love to show you how to love. You see, to loveify someone is be willing to loveify them in a way that they really feel it. See, it's not about how you like to be loved. It's about how they like to be loved. Because love is intelligent and love knows how to love. So you can ask love to show you how to love someone by writing in your journal, "Dear love, show me how to love Janine today. Let love express itself through me today, God. And let love be willing, receptive, open, and available for all the love that exists for us today, family. Let love be the reason for the season on this day for you." Can you imagine if you got out your own way? You know, so many times we love people the way we want to love them, but we don't love them the way they want to be loved. Because we think only from our own perception. You see, I had to get out my own way many times. I had to get out my own perception of what things were to allow love to just flow into the person that I love so that I could love them the way they wanted to be loved, not the way I wanted them to be loved, but the way they wanted to be loved. And so if you're single, ask love to show you how to love you. If you desire to show love to someone else, dear love, show me how to love X, Y, and Z today. And move into that space and allow love to loveify you or whoever you desire to love on this Love Energetic Expression Day. I know love is something that majority of people are still desiring. Because love is so powerful. It gives us the opportunity to be witnessed through life, to be seen through life through someone else's eye. The greatest love on the planet that we can ever do is to be the love for ourselves. So even if you're single today, I know a lot of people feel some kind of way on this day when they're not in relationship. But you are in relationship. You are in relationship with you. And you truly ain't been loved until you've been loved by you. Been loved by you. Let me say that again. Until you've been loved by you, loveify you today. That's my message. Happy Valentine's Day, family. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, family. Any questions, comments, concerns? We're going to get ready and get our day started. And, those of you who didn't find the 1999 flowers, they were on Amazon Prime. If you're on Amazon Prime, the flowers are $19.99. You can get them today. They'll be delivered in 4 hours, within 4 hours to your home. I'm sorry, within 2 hours for $4.99. The delivery charge is $4.99. So that's $23 for 24 roses, 2 dozen. Oh, my God, they're so beautiful. Get yourself some roses today. Or buy somebody else some roses. And if you need my address, just give me a call. You know, I accept all flowers, chocolate, money, perfume, shoes. You know, I'm just being silly, family. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And today, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Would you be my Valentine's Day, y'all? Would you be my Valentine? Would you be my Valentine? There's nothing better than love. as I remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. There's nothing better than love. This is Mesa.
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love, and no one can take her love away.
Wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time I hear him say he's still in love, and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved.
No way.
nothing.